Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
WEEI Afternoons, and if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you already know Ted Johnson is coming in happy like I did in the 2 o'clock hour. He's got the happy shirt on. The sun's out, right?
Good morning so far. I was listening to you guys on the way in. Good dialogue. So, yeah, I'm in a good frame of mind.
He's got
right
a
now.
Ted Happy shirt for a Wednesday.
That's what I mean. Energy.
That's a hump day shirt.
Energy
like
is ready. We're ready for a big three-point stance. And, oh, my gosh, Ted's here. It's 3 o'clock. It is indeed time for the three-point stance.
319! Ready! 319!
Yeah, there we go!
Here we go!
What's up?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, 3 o'clock, three-point stance. That means each of our three hosts we'll get a chance to tell us what they're thinking about some of the biggest stories happening in the world of sports and sometimes beyond. Our order, as always, is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Each host gets 60 seconds to present their opening take, and then we'll open up the floor for discussion on every story. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Indeed I am.
All right, your 60 seconds, which is probably going to speed by based on your pace today, starts now.
So, you guys know we learned in the first hour, I sometimes fixate on things like tone from Sam Kennedy or singular words in stories. I fixated on one this week from the Mass Live boys, Sean McAdam and Chris Cotillo, talking about the Red Sox closer situation. They said the leading candidate in-house is Aroldis Chapman. And I said, oh, in-house. So therefore, they didn't really revisit anything around that word, but in-house means there are out-of-house candidates. You might be exploring opportunities, people that aren't within the organization right now. And it hit me. I'm going to get my dream. It may not be Mason Miller, but the Boston Red Sox are already scared enough that I am predicting right now, here, before the season even starts, they will make a trade for a significant closer, a significant arm, before the trade deadline is up. So some point over the first half of the season, maybe it could be this week, they're so scared and want to start right out the gates, or maybe it waits till the trade deadline. That's going to be their biggest need. They are a playoff team. They are a contending team. Mm. They're going to be filling what few holes they have over the course of the first half of the season. Closer is the biggest hole. They're going to trade for a closer that will excite us all before the trade deadline.
Okay. I don't know about that.
You think they're going to trade
for a closer?
I don't care
for that, Ted.
We'll talk about it.
Yes.
We'll talk about it.
Nobody's trying to bring me down today. I'm happy.
No. Everyone's not trying to bring you down. Don't necessarily.
Bitch when I'm not happy.
Don't associate disagreement or discord and debate with dissatisfaction.
Ted's not going to like to hear this.
Uh-oh.
I would tend to agree with Andy, but we'll discuss that later.
Oh, really?
We'll discuss.
Because.
That?
I know.
You think it's going to be a pressing need, Dan?
Yes.
Right, let's move on.
Even with 19 different options. Okay, all right.
The panel is not open.
All right.
All right, Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready to roll?
Painful as this may be, yes, indeed.
Okay, well, your painful 60 seconds begins now.
Unfortunately, the New England Patriots had to make one of the more difficult decisions, and would you please not talk to the producers so everyone can hear it during my time? I asked for 5 more seconds, Your Honor. Anyway. Thank you. New England Patriots had to make one of the more difficult decisions in recent franchise history last week when they released 10-year starting center and 2-time Super Bowl champion, pillar of the community team, locker room, and more, Captain David Andrews. He was replaced yesterday, as we announced on the program, by Garrett Bradbury, who was recently released by the Minnesota Vikings. While this may represent an upgrade on the field, it was tough for a lot of fans to take for many reasons. David Andrews just actually spoke on his Quick Snap podcast about
it. You have to respect it, but you don't always have to like it.
No, that's the truth. Like, if you're a competitor,
and that's the hardest part.
If you're a competitor, you're not like great. You know, like this is all like, you know, no one wants to get fired, even in the real world. Like, and
that's right.
You know, but yeah, you know, I definitely respect the decision. You know, do I like it? No. You know, I mean, I think, like I said, I think I could provide value. And, you know, I was, you know, hoping that I could try to play. And, you know, like I said, you know, just trying to get the ship in the right direction and, you know, help the organization.
Yep. Well, I think a lot of us agree with you, Bear. But at the same time, these are the difficult decisions you need to make when you are charting a new course, Ted, a new direction, trying to find new leadership, and your winning ways once again. So while we're all going to miss David Andrews, and I personally appreciate him as a professional and a man, the Patriots painfully made the right decision to go younger and healthier at center this week. It's tough. I don't like having to say that, Ted. I like the man.
I hear you, brother.
I do. I like him a lot. But
I think we'll be okay, though.
Yep.
All right, we're through two. Ted Johnson, are you ready bring your thunder?
Let's go, bro.
All right, well, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, guys, my main point was from watching the game last night, and I agree with Fitzy. This was a good game, Andy. This was actually a very exciting game, particularly in the second half. There was a lot to get excited about, but I'm going to say this. This is my maybe not so bold statement, but people go back and forth on this. If they are going to win the championship, they got to have a healthy KP. Porzingis has to be healthy. Did you see him last night? 25 points. He was a plus 13. He was phenomenal, particularly his interior defense. That is the key. I'm telling you, without him, I don't feel nearly as comfortable, and I'm not sure they can beat the OKC Thunder if that's who they happen to meet in the finals. I will say that, so put that off to the side. Also, it's no surprise that you see the role players, the guys that have smaller roles on this team, Drew Holiday, Derek White, guys like Peyton Pritchard, Baylor
Shireman, the Cornets,
but
and Housers.
But those guys, do you see how good they're playing? Oh, my goodness. They're playing good and without the two J's because of something I've talked about when it comes with Tom Brady's effect.
Tom's compete level was so high that it raised the entire team's compete level.
That's what I'm telling you is even with those guys out, the rest of the role players, they don't want to be the weak link. When the best players are out, they don't want everyone to think that they're the weak link, and so they raise their level. Even though those guys weren't playing the Jays, everyone else's compete level was up high last night. That's the effect those two guys can have on the rest of the team. You saw it last night as a prime example.
Kind of badass that you can throw to yourself on a documentary to make a point.
Yeah, it is kind of brag.
I was going to say,
That's my 3 points, Nancy.
Because if Ted said Tom Brady's compete level is so great, it raised that of others in here as opposed to himself.
Yeah.
That was very being John Malkovich.
Yeah, very much
that
so.
That was meta, Ted. I like that.
2008, Tom Brady's knee blown, first game. They win 11 games that year.
Mm-hmm.
The same kind of effect I'm talking about. Even though he didn't play that year, they still won 11 games.
Yeah.
Because it's just when the best player is hurt, everyone else has to – you know, rise up so that you still continue your winning ways. They don't want, if all, you know, guys don't want the spotlight to go on them when the best player is out as if they're the weak link. And so you see role players play better even when the best player is on the bench for a short period of time.
And maybe, just maybe, sometimes some of these guys are so good, You know, we were joking pre-show tonight that the Celtics should basically roll out Cornette, Hauser, Pritchard, Shireman, and Porzingis and just go call it the exciting whites lineup. No.
I saw that making the rounds on Twitter. Know, not okay.
But, it's come not on, here, it's not just now. A joke, please. My God, if we're that sensitive, then cancel everything.
We're that sensitive.
No, but here's
a bit
the
of an issue in Boston.
I know. I'm familiar with the history and what other people, you know, not Adam Jones from Midday and others, have accused the city of.
Yes.
That being said, it is interesting to see how good these guys are. Now, Ted, sometimes these guys get 0 minutes, 7 minutes, 11 minutes, 18 minutes, and they perform well, sometimes not. But when given a chance to shine, it makes you wonder, like, hell, could some of these guys start for a lot of other teams?
Wait, can we get rid of Tatum because he costs too much money when they need to get under the second apron in 2 years? Because we got all these other guys that are so good.
You don't think the four prospective owners last night saw Baylor Shireman come in, score 20 and 15 minutes, and go, all right, now which one of these overpriced professionals shall we be trading?
If we're being honest, it's Jaylen Brown. The answer is always Jaylen Brown.
I know.
People have been trying to run him out of town forever.
He's going
to
look great in a Rockets uniform. You can wear a new one at the beach.
With the Rockets?
Yeah.
With Ime?
Yeah.
It's one of the best teams in the West?
100% where he's going.
I don't hate that deal.
That's
puts
you know,
them over the top.
If and when,
wins
that,
a title
if and when
against
that deal
the
is
Celtics?
Made, you know Ime wants him back.
Ooh. Might be challenging.
How good was their defense with Ime? It
great.
Was awesome. And you want to know why?
Ime is one of the great coaches in the NBA.
He might still be the best.
Yeah. Joe Mazzulla, fine, though. He's doing
Did you ever hear ask Jason Tatum who his favorite coach is? Personally, or at least hear him answer it?
Yeah, I know.
It's Ime.
He shouldn't say that.
Mazzulla, funny thing, Mazzulla was standing right behind
just him. Just because you think it doesn't mean you should say it. I know that as well as anyone.
Oh God, if anyone knows that.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I'm breaking in with some semi-Patriots breaking news.
Oh.
Not
No sounder?
Not worth the sounder.
Did they sign the Gibbons guy?
Not worth the sound. Yeah, I know this is going to blow your mind, but the Patriots signed another former Titans defensive player, linebacker Jack Gibbons, a one-year deal, spent the last three seasons with the Titans.
I see. I like this.
Drake May must be so excited.
Yep. Here's the question. You know what? Guess what? You know why? You want to know why Drake May should be excited about this? There's your new Mike Vrabel. He's going to catch touchdowns.
Oh. Well,
somebody has to.
Yeah.
The roles are wide open.
Is he going to block for him,
so this
too?
Defense is going to be, we already thought it was going to be much improved. There's a chance it could be really good or excellent. I'd love to know,
still
by the way, who you think.
Games.
No, they're going to win 9. I told you, they're going to go 9-8 and sniff the playoffs.
A coward.
Who? Did you call me a coward?
I wondered if you'd notice that.
You jerk.
All right, Dan, get this back on track, please.
Okay, Noah, if there are no further thoughts on the breaking news, then I want to go to the David Andrews story that that Fitzy brought up. And, Ted, I want to give you an opportunity to react to this because you're talking about not just a player that's been on the roster for a while, but also a veteran, a captain, a champion, a veteran among a lot of young guys and young coaches last year. So what's the ripple effect, good, bad, or otherwise, of parting ways with a guy with that kind of resume?
You know what? If you look at the roster, Dan and you guys, it's not gonna create that many waves. I mean, who's left on this team that was really played along with Dan that was on those, even the last championship team. I mean, other than the long snapper, that's about it. I mean, there's nobody left on this team that is really from that era of player. And so I don't think at least a third, if not two thirds, of this team is gonna be a new team. So David Andrews doesn't resonate with all these free agents that were brought in, all the guys that they brought in last year, the massive turnover that they've had from last year's roster to this year's roster. It won't resonate with those guys as much as you think. I mean, so it resonates more with us because we've known them for the last 10 years. Most of the guys, two thirds of this team, if not more, are going to have been on this team for 1 or at the most 2 years. So it's not going to have that much of an impact. And I just think, I mean, with Devon Godchild leaving, with who else?
You got Jones and you got Dietrich Wise leaving.
Jones leaving, Dietrich Wise leaving.
Think about how many left last year.
That's the old guard all leaving. And so David Andrews is part of that. So I don't think it's going to impact this locker room one bit. And we've talked about this. A lot of times when you have these guys, these old leaders that have been around for a long time, you need them to leave for young guys to step up and lead the charge for the next generation.
Does David Andrews play this year, Andy?
I'm going to say he'll play this year.
He just said
he feels like he can help them, so it feels like he can help somebody else. There's not enough linemen.
Didn't he fail his designation? Like, didn't he fail the test?
I mean, you can answer this better than I, Ted. I've been told that in the NFL, they could fail almost every player at any time they want because somebody's got something going on somewhere in their body that they could fail them. I was always told that by executives, let's just say. So can he get healthy enough to play for somebody? I think he probably will. My question with David Andrews, and I feel bad, I don't think they'll miss him at all on the field. He wasn't really here last year, and it is what it is.
And I didn't think he was that good, with all due respect, the year before, in 2023.
But I'll tell you where they'll miss him. Fitzy and I host the Six Rings postgame show 17 nights a week here. I mean, games a year here on WEEI. You know who the first person who'd come to the podium and take every single tough question was? David Andrews. Yeah. You can make that face, and Ted's making a face if you're not watching on Twitter. Who steps up and does that? Who? And I'm not saying nobody will, but I'm saying who will?
Somebody will.
Which is the guy that's going to – not all captains like that, though. Matthew Slater was great at it. Matthew Slater was
appointed captain.
The best at it. Then David Andrews was really good at it. Who is going to stand up there and say, you guys are 0-5, you haven't scored a touchdown in 3-plus weeks. How do you guys dig out of this hole? Whatever's going on with it, it's going to be tough. It won't always be easy. I just wonder. I'm not saying you're going to lose games or anything because of that. I'm just saying somebody has to actually fill that role.
I don't think it's a big deal if we don't have an offensive player that steps up there after a bad loss and answers to all the...
Well, what about a defensive player? Anybody.
I'll take Jack's... You know who's going to be? Robert Spillane.
There's plenty of guys.
He's a good option.
He's a fine option.
We'll find out who these captains are, who reveal themselves as captains, and then that's their job, is to answer the tough questions after these games.
Yes, it is.
Well, it won't be Drake May. He couldn't even stick around when they fired his head coach.
Cheap shot, but a valid
one. Wow. Oh,
very valid.
Oh, how much did Camp Belichick pay you to say that one, huh?
What's worse, that he didn't show up for the announcement of Vrabel's new head coaching hire, or that he wasn't there for Gerard Mayo's
firing? Good question, Teddy.
The firing.
Good question.
The 2 days of the firing. That night and the next day, locker cleanout day. You are now the face of the interim face of the franchise.
Did he know that? Did someone tell him that?
He has to know that.
He brags about how much he knows about leadership and speaking
to
the media.
I'm not so sure about that one. That really? One I give him a pass on. Yep. The season was over.
Nope.
It was not a good season. I thought he did a great job all season long, putting himself out there, saying, answering all the questions the way you'd want him to answer the questions, holding himself accountable, taking all the blame even when it wasn't his fault. I'm giving him a pass on that. I mean, he's a rookie. He might not have known how that would have looked. I'll be honest with you.
I think he did. And I'm surmising this just based on, so we talked to him on this time slot every week. And he said a lot of things about understanding the gravity of being the franchise starting quarterback for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. He even, at one point when I asked him, I actually told him, I said, I think you do a pretty good job answering most of these questions. And he said, well, it comes with the quarterback position. I've been playing it for a long time. Even back to high school, you have to answer questions after wins, after losses. I think he knows the value of a quarterback. And when the going got tough, he got the hell out of Dodge.
Clap it up.
Somebody else clap it up.
There you go. Clap it up. Clap it up, baby.
Thanks, Zoe. Appreciate you clapping.
By the way,
needed to.
Enough with people coming to the podium in Foxborough and asking for applause. Between Carlton Davis and Drake May, guys, what are we going to do? It's the media. The media doesn't clap for you.
I know we have soft media around here, but they're not really season ticket holders and fans. They are the media. They're supposed to ask questions and report the news.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Who's correct? Not clap for you.
Clap it up. Clap it up. Come on now. Clap
Good
it up.
Lord.
Hey, listen, David Andrews, great. It's a loss for sure, but again, that was why I made that 3-point stance. If he's got the failed injury designation and he's had a bunch of years recently, Ted, where he hasn't been able to play up to his standard and has missed whole seasons due to injury, then the team has to do what's in the best interest of the football team.
No question. No question. My guess is he probably won't play. My guess is he probably doesn't want to try another year somewhere. He probably's like, 10 years, that sounds like a good round number. I can speak from experience and just go, you know, I got young
with
kids.
With millions
in the
bank.
Do I want to just don't invest it. your family. But just I would say this.
That felt personal.
I would say, yeah, you're damn right it's personal. I would say this. My guess is he probably doesn't want to pick up and move and go somewhere else and try making another team. Who knows where the hell it is when he has a young family. That's my guess.
Teddy, talking about 10-year considerations. We'll visit that later because I was going through a box today.
Yeah.
Found a Patriots Football Weekly from March 5th, 2003 that has some notes about Ted Johnson in it. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. 617-779-7937. That was your 3-point stance. We touched on the Red Sox. We touched on the Patriots. We touched on the Celtics. Up next, we'll do a little more Patriots talk because the mock drafts are flying. They're flying around the internet. I love this time of year. They're not worth the digital screen they're printed on in front of you, but they are sure as heck fun. We know that Christian Arcand is excited. We're going to talk about mock drafts and who everyone seems to think is coming to New England with the 4th overall pick. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give us what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.